I'm in the studios of TBO here in Brest with Morgane Milin, a person who does everything. TBO isn't very well known, I'm afraid, in the central Brittany area. Can you tell us what it is?
It's a local TV channel in Brittany, and we broadcast in Finistère, in a bit of Côte d'Armor, and we have TB Sud in Morbihan that covers all Morbihan.
And how big is it? I mean, how many people are employed here?
We're only 15 people working here, and we broadcast 24 hours a day.
Is that so?
Yes.
What kind of programs do you do then? Is it about this area?
Yes. 95% of our programs are related towards Brittany. So we have a news broadcast every evening at 7 p.m. And then at 7:15, there is a talk show. Every Monday, we talk about sports. Every Tuesday, it's a bit of everything. It's a program. It can be any subject that's relevant of the actuality. On Wednesday, it's cultural. We have bands over for a live performance. And we talk about culture, about theatre, cinema.
Which is profoundly hit at the moment, of course,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
You're still finding things to report on.
Yeah, of course. People are finding new ways to express themselves. And this program is quite good for that. Yes.
And you say you broadcast 24 hours or 7 days a week.
Yes.
I mean, do you have programs running all night?
Well, we have about 3 hours of fresh program every day, and then they repeat themselves. If we missed them at the first broadcasting, you can see them again the next day.
And is there a Breton element? I mean, is the Breton language used in shows?
Unfortunately, not enough, but about 3% of our programs are in Breton. I think it's pretty much reflects the people working here as well. Only one person here talks Breton, so.
And it broadcasts, I mean, people who are living in the west of Brittany can pick up TBO.
Well, actually, on the TNT, you can see it on channel 31. But if you live anywhere in France and you have internet box, you can see it on most of the platforms anywhere in France.
So I've actually listened to some of your programs by just tapping in TBO in the search engine, and your programs come up. They can be picked up at any time.
Yes, of course.
And presumably anywhere in the world.
Yeah, on our website, you can see it from anywhere in the world. There's a direct... you can see what's on at any given moment. And there are programs you can see on replay also for 1 month.
Do you think you have a message to give about Brittany? Is it trying to say something about Brittany itself?
Well, I think it's a good platform to see, to learn a lot about the region, because we have a lot of magazines that talk about the sea, but also the food, cultural events, sports. There's always something to watch, and depending on what you like, you always find something to watch, for sure.
And do you get to use your English?
Not enough, that's a shame, but anytime there's a chance for it, they call me right away.
Okay. Tell me where your English comes from, because it's perfect.
Thank you, it's the best compliment. Well, I've traveled a bit. I lived a year in Canada, about a year in Ireland, a year on the Isle of Wight.
As an au pair, perhaps?
Yeah, au pair. I've been an au pair twice, and also a French language assistant.
And what brings you to Brest?
Well, I'm from here. I was born near Brest, and it's my region.
How long have you been working with TBO?
For about 3.5 years now.
And you do everything. You met me at the door, for one thing. What else do you have to do?
I'm like an office manager, community manager. Sometimes I do voiceover for commercials and for advertising things on our website as well. And I do the coffee.
Very important.
I really like my role here because I get to work with everyone, and that's nice.
Well, I hope people can access TBO programs.
Yes, I hope we'll make you want to watch TBO. Just go on our website, www.tbo.bzh, and TB Sud is www.tbsud.bzh.
And what's the difference? I didn't quite pick up the difference.
Between TBO and TB Sud, it's almost the same thing, but on TBO we talk about Stade Brestois, and on TB Sud we don't, because it's Morbihan.
Well, Morgane Milin, thank you very much for giving us a quick guided tour.
Thank you.